Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Nick Martin. How are you, Nick?
Really well, thanks, Chris.
Excellent. You're very strong voice. I like it. All of a sudden, he's very shy. Brilliant. I wanted to talk to you because I've just done an interview with Jonathan from Bottle Books, and you guys use some of the data from there, but you've also got your own platform. Right. So I thought it was a nice chance to look at a few different IT solutions out there, so to speak. So in your own words, do you want to tell us what Wine Owners is or how you work?
Sure. So Wine Owners is a platform for wine lovers and collectors to manage and track their collections, value and buy and sell in a secondary market between one another. So loads of solutions out there for seller management, and lots of prices on the internet, of course, in an increasingly transparent world. And of course, there are thousands of wine merchants and brokers you can pick from to sell your wine through. But what we wanted to try and do is make it easy for people who loved wine and who collected wine to do what they wanted to do. So connecting all of those things together, providing the platform to manage and track their wine collections, to value it, and then to be able to buy and sell between each other was the starting point for our business. And since then, we've built a user base which has around about £500 million worth of wine that they use our platform to manage and track. And now we also provide solutions for the wine trade and the on-trade to help them do better business and look after their customers better and find new customers online in an increasingly multi-channel world.
Okay, so lots of jargon there, multi-channel world, etc. But it sounds like it's a merging of Seller Tracker with Wine Searcher almost.
Sure, it's Seller Tracker meets Wine Searcher meets a stock market for wine, a trading exchange for wine.
LiveX.
Meets LiveX, sure.
All right, so how long's Wine? It's called Wine Owners is the name of the software or the platform?
The platform, yeah. And we've been going since the summer of 2013. Late summer 2013 was when we started. We'd been developing the platform for a while before that, but that's when we started trading. Okay. So we've been going for 2.5 years.
2.5 years. So not a long time, but so you said £500 million worth of wine, but that could be Rudy Kirwan. Not Rudy Kirwan, hopefully, but you know, that could be a single person. So how many users?
So we've got, using the platform in the round, we've got 15,000 users, and we've got, in terms of the core membership, I guess, average wine collection of about £50,000. So having said that, we've also got people who are just getting into it and who are starting to lay wine down for the future and who like using us as a place to learn more about what they're thinking about buying.
Okay, do you provide any content information about the wines, or is it more analytical information?
Both, yep. So we provide loads of content at the producer level, at the wine level, informing people about the wines, about who makes the wines, about when they ought to be drunk, about the qualitative aspects of a wine, and then we provide a number of analytical tools for them to be able to contrast and compare and track.
One of the problems I when you're telling me that people were able to sell and trade their wines is provenance, you know, and I use Rudy Kirwan as a example, mainly because he is known as the man who created all sorts of wines in his kitchen sink, really, by just blending things up.
Grand theft meets wine, right?
Yeah. So he was a, you know, a bit of a charlatan. So yeah. Is there any way of really ensuring any provenance within the platform?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so we run an assured trading exchange. You have to sell your wine from within a wine warehouse. Either the wine is there already, or if the wine's at home, it has to make the journey into the wine warehouse and be inspected. The potential buyers have...
Which wine? Is it a bonded warehouse?
Yeah, I mean, in the UK, they're all bonded warehouses, but whether the wine is bonded or duty paid doesn't matter. What matters is that it's in an environment where it can be inspected at will by a third party, and where the buyer of a wine has the right post-trade pre-settlement to request an inspection at will prior to completing the trade, so that at every point in the process we can provide information about the wine's history. And if someone wants to see physical evidence of what the wine looks like before going ahead with a purchase, then they can do so.
Okay. You said it was in a warehouse, but what sort of warehouse is it? Is there like a list of warehouses you're allowed to use in different countries?
Yep, there are. And in the UK, you know, we are the godfather of them all insofar as wine is stored in the UK by people from 40 countries across the world. It's a really favorable environment for people to store within. We're a really stable country. The tax situation around storing wine and buying and selling wine between consumers is also very favorable. So loads of wine stored in the UK, but we have people who store wine all over the world, and we have lists of warehouses from all over the world that people buy and sell through.
If I was in Australia and I wanted to buy a wine, can I choose from wines that is currently stored in Australia, or do I have that option to be able to choose it?
You can. So you can drill down and see where the wines are stored and take a view about you know, whether there are wines that are economically worthwhile you buying versus those that aren't. Yeah.
So the provenance is because you can then inspect the bottle and hope that you've got the nails to know that it is a good bottle, although fraudulent wines is pretty good at doing frauds. That's the whole thing, really, isn't
it?
Yeah,
sure. And I mean, all you can do is provide as much traceability around a wine as you can. Yeah. So provide as much information in terms of, you know, when it first came into a warehouse in particular, and then back that up with the physical evidence, you know, and you know, pristine wine will look pristine if it's a couple of years old, and if it's 30 years old and it looks like it's a 2-year-old wine, then maybe you wouldn't touch it. But we put a lot of focus on provenance, and provenance we define as history plus current condition. And we don't let people into the trading exchange until they've been ID checked. And we provide those reassurances to the buyers to be able to run an inspection themselves. So, you know, that's a heck of a lot more than anyone else does. So it's a step in the right direction, let's put it that way.
Secondhand wines is always risky. But the other third part of the platform.
But is it as risky as buying wine at first release, I wonder? You know, most people buy wine at first release when the whole of the wine trade wants them to do that. And yet, economically, you may well be buying in at a price that's no less than the wine's going to cost you in 5 years' time or 10 years' time. And if you do know where the wine's been, and if you're buying from consumers in particular, if you're buying from other people who, like you, love wine and who've been storing in a good location, you're probably better off than you would be from a source where the wine may have been traded several times already.
Maybe. I think it's a big, ugly topic, and I think anybody who's buying wine secondhand needs to be very, very careful about it. But let's talk about some of the other features of the platform.
Sure.
So you can store, you enter your wines into the system. Do you do it via barcode, or is it manual search, or...?
Yeah, we have barcodes. Quickest way probably most people use is by manual search. We have a wine wizard that allows you to add wine in quickly. So as you start typing, we have a massive database of 220,000 wines that sit behind it, and the wines that conform to the first few letters that you've typed in pop up. It's really quick and easy to enter wines. And then as soon as you've entered the wine and you've put in whatever details you want to put in about maybe, you know, where you purchased it from and when you did and how much it cost, then all of the content associated with that wine that you've just entered appears in your cellar. So it's sort of, you know, it's instant information at your fingertips.
Is it PC-based, laptop-based?
It's cloud-based, so you can do this from your PC or your laptop or your tablet or your mobile, and the interfaces are beautiful on each of those form factors.
So it's browser-based.
Yeah.
So the information is then entered, you can see the value of the wines.
Right.
Is it geared to people with very expensive collections?
It's geared to people who are interested in buying wine with an eye to drinking it a little bit further down the road. In other words, not the wines that they're going to stick into their kitchen racks and consume over the next couple of weeks or so. It's about people who are thinking about building out a small collection or a large collection, doesn't matter, of wines that you know, that interests them and that they're thinking about drinking over the next few years.
Okay. So generally high-end stuff, though, not your Jacob's Creek Sparkling Semillon.
Definitely, probably not Jacob's Creek Sparkling Semillon or Blossom Hill, although we have nothing against any of those, I'm sure. But in terms of the sorts of wines that people might track on the platform, they might be £10 wines, they may be £200 bottle of wines. The reality is people track all of those on our platform, and people who have collections of wines that might, you know, be commonly in the sort of £50 to £100 bracket will also have wines in their collection that are, you know, £10 to £20 wines that they're going to be drinking, you know, with Sunday roast.
That's wine owners. That's a nice product if you're into your fine wines. I've got some fine wines at home, but not huge oodles of it. And I do age a lot of wines, but I age wines that are like £10 a bottle. And I tell you what, you get a nice Malbec from Argentina, give it 7 years, and it drinks very nicely. But you, it's not just that. You do a few other bits and pieces. Wine things positioned at different parts of the market. So what else do you do?
So we do branded tech for the wine trade and the on-trade. So if you go into a restaurant and it's a restaurant that prides itself on having an amazing wine list, then we may well be the system that is running the cellar and barcoding the wines and sending data through the cloud into the till, the electronic point of sale register, and feeding a brilliant interactive wine menu app that allows you to really drill into the wines that are on the restaurant's menu and make an informed choice about what you may wish to drink with your meal.
Okay, is that tablet-based, is it?
Yeah, it's tablet-based, and we can also embed it into restaurant websites, and it can also be accessed from the mobile too. So it's however you want to consume it. But the restaurants will use tablets typically to present to their clients. And for those clients who don't want to interact with an electronic device, it prints off a beautifully formatted hard copy wine menu.
Yeah, you need that hard copy, don't you?
Always, always, always. You still need the internet to be up.
I presume if you're entering and managing all your wines that you've got, that means you're keeping a track of sales rates, all that sort of information. Do you provide any metrics to them, like on a Sunday, Albarino is very popular, but on Saturdays, you know, we get through a lot of Bordeaux?
There's loads of pre-canned reports that come with it, and people can create their own reports on the fly. So pretty much anything they want to analyze in terms of individual consumer consumption or trends across the wine menu as a whole, price bands, days of week, all of that they can do.
Do restaurants use it as part of their ordering so they can see, they know what they've got in stock, what they've sold, all that sort of stuff? So on Monday morning when they're going to their supplier, they say, we want X cases of this and three bottles of that and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it depends on the restaurant, and it depends what other technology they're using, because they do have procurement systems often that they're used to using, which tend to connect with the big suppliers and tend not to be used for the smaller fine wine providers, and typically fine dining environments buy from lots and lots of different sources. It's there to be used as a procurement channel, and it's there to be able to see real-time stock positions and be able to then do just-in-time ordering.
And I presume if wine runs out, then it vanishes from the menu, maybe not the printed copy?
It automatically vanishes from the menu, and if you're a sommelier or a waiter, you can see at a glance exactly how many pours are left and whether it's available purely by the bottle or by a 50cl pour or a 175cl pour or whatever.
So that's your restaurant solution as well. And what's that called?
That's called the On-Trade Cloud Essentials.
It sounds like the guy who wrote the code came up with the name.
Thanks.
That wasn't you, was it?
No, I didn't write the name. I didn't write the code, rather, but I did come up with the name. Even worse.
Yeah. Okay, and that's your restaurant solution. Do you have any other solutions?
Yeah, we also have a platform for the small independent wine trade.
And what's that called? Small independent wine trade essentials? Cloud essentials?
No, much, much snappier than that, actually. It's called the Wine Trade Cloud Essentials.
Okay, at least I'm seeing some branding here. Cloud Essentials, Wine Cloud Essentials.
Well, the idea was that if you're a large wine business, you've probably invested hundreds of thousands in technology. If you're a small independent, then you are almost certainly reliant on standard packages. You may well use Sage or Xero as your accounting, and the rest of it's probably a mixture of spreadsheets and maybe Google Docs and stuff like that. And the reason is that actually building a really brilliant industry-specific business solution is expensive. People think historically in terms of having a back office, which they call ERP, and that sort of does all of your kind of inventory management and your invoicing and customer management, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, there are hooks into kind of connecting with your website, which you have to build. And so there are lots of different suppliers that you need to go to kind of build your back office and front office, as they talk about it. And we think that's old hat, really. So we try, for the small independent, they want something that does everything, and it needs to be affordable, and it needs to be an out-of-the-box platform that enables them to really scale their business with the resources that they have, and make it easy for them to better manage the customer relationships and sell more. So that's what we do. We provide a platform that provides plugins to their website for their product listings, e-commerce options, plugins to Facebook e-commerce, automatic feeds into Wine Searcher, which is, you know, a well-used search engine for people looking to find a specific wine at a local supplier. And also automatically feeds in, if people wish to do so, into the Wine Owners Fine Wine Exchange. So the focus really is about how can you find and engage with new audiences, and how can you make what you do more compelling for existing clients. And everything that we do in terms of the back end around inventory management and customer management and the whole process of buying stock in and invoicing customers is there in support of making it easy for you to do business. So that's why it's called the Cloud Essentials, because it's providing you with the stuff that you really need as a small business to grow without all the other functionality that frankly is just noise.
Cloud Essentials, is it on a like an Amazon cloud, is it, or what's your server background?
Yeah, we've got it hosted in a cloud environment in a really good UK facility. That's been penetration tested and is super secure and very fast.
All right. And that goes to the retailers. So everything all sort of fits together. And the one thing we haven't talked about is pricing for your different products.
Yes.
Do you want to give us a quick overview of that?
Sure. So if you're a consumer, private guy, and you want to use our platform to sort of get going and start exploring and building your platform, then it's free. If you want a little bit more of the sort of analytical side of things, then you can start paying for it. And if you want cheaper trading rates, then you can pay for it as well. So we have premium subscriptions, which cost between 90 and 200 a year, but you can get going for free and gives you loads of stuff, including all the pricing and most of the content that you might be interested in. If you're a restaurant, then you can set up and get going for about £15,000. And if you're a small merchant, you can get going for as little as £5,000.
And is that an ongoing subscription as well?
And they're ongoing monthly recurring fees for providing services and hosting and providing you with the upgrades to the software and sorting out any data issues that you may have from time to time. So that tends to be from a couple of £100 a month upwards.
And that's all been going for now for about 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, so we've been running with the consumer offering for longest, and we introduced the business-to-business offerings shortly afterwards, And we've been running with the on-trade solution for about a year now. And so 67 Pall Mall, the wine-centric wine club in central London, use us to run their cellar and their wine menu marketing.
Lovely. All right then, Nick, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, bud.